This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we looked at the book of 1 John in the New Testament and studied what John said about eternal life. We saw that Jesus Christ is the personification of eternal life. We also noted that John proclaimed eternal life when he proclaimed Jesus Christ. Everyone who heard this message and believed it began to possess eternal life. 1 John 2:25 declares, "This is what he promised us, even eternal life." John said in 5:12, "He who has the Son of God has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life." And according to 5:13, God wants you to know experientially that you have eternal life. When you possess this eternal life, your life will be different. You'll be characterized by love toward others. So anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. 3:15. The possession of eternal life produces a loving, gracious life that is concerned about enriching others and glorifying God. In reflecting on this outline, eternal life personified, proclaimed, and possessed, I gave it the title, Experiencing Eternal Life. It is always important when studying a topic in the Bible to crystallize what you learned into applications to your own life. So let me ask you, do you have eternal life? If you don't, then let me tell you how you receive eternal life. It is found in Jesus Christ. When you believe in him and invite him into your life, you will possess eternal life. By faith, you will know it. If you have any questions about this, contact me and I will send you literature to help you. Lud Golds, Novelty, Ohio 44072, or go to my website, gettingthemessage.org.